Well, there's no doubt about it. Wind, partly sunny and cold today. Temps, mainly in the 20s, we fall into the low teens tonight. And for tomorrow, ineffective sunshine, brisk, very cold. Generally in the teens all day, maybe we'll have a high about 20. Good news that we don't see any storms through Friday. So that is the good news right now. Predicting snow on Long Island is one of the most difficult things that we have to do as forecasters. And here's the reasons. Number one, there are many parameters that go into just receiving snow, period. So once we know that the precipitation will be in the form of snow, then we have to, number two, know what the ground temperature is. Number three, know what the air temperature will be. Four, know when it's going to fall. Five, know the ratio. The ratio of snow to rain. We get 10 inches of snow to 1 inch of water. When the air is cold or real cold, that ratio could increase 12 to 1, 15 to 1, even 20 or more to 1. And vice versa. If it's not that cold, then the ratio could only be 5 to 1. Number six, if a coastal low is in the forecast, then banding is always an issue. This usually sets up northwest of the storm. Could it be over Suffolk, Nassau, New York City, South Shore, North Shore? That is always very hard to tell, as was the case with the storm last Friday, where it set over Suffolk County, and our idea was that it would. But again, you're never sure of that until the storm is actually in progress and you're watching the radar. Lastly, just like rain, snow does not fall evenly. The winner's number game has gotten bigger than the lotto. Everybody wants numbers. Now, I usually, let's say I give a range of 4 to 8 inches. Most people hear 8. If that was the case, then I would just say accumulations around 8. There's a reason for a range. The range is to cover the different locations across the island and how uneven snow falls. I also like to say average snow accumulations, but again, lots of people do not hear the word average. So no matter what, the number that's put out for snow events will always be the thing that people criticize. We obviously try our best, and the most important thing is that you don't get a surprise as far as the snowfall is concerned. As long as we could tell you snow's on the way, hopefully you'll be happy. Comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com.